Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
He visits Scott Clark yesterday.
Okay.
He went and made sure Scott Clark, we good? Scott Clark said, yeah, we're good. We're good.
And James Strebel.
The Cal's up in Camden, New Jersey. He's getting DJ Wagner. Like, hey, DJ, come home. Come home. Come on home, DJ. Let's go. Kentucky basketball is just right now. Late haymakers.
Wow.
Left. Right. Body blows.
This is going to be.
Let's
this
go.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Maybach music.
I was waiting for Rick Ross. Yeah.
I
wasn't pointing at Keenan Allen.
I thought that's what you were doing.
No, that's not what I was doing.
Okay.
Hey, Liquor Barn's coverage of the Ravens is tonight at 7:30. We'll have the Westwood One national feed. What's that? Kevin Harlan and company. We'll have that right here, 7:30 on ESPN 680, 105.7. And then at 7:45, we'll have the Ravens broadcast crew. Not easy for me to say. They'll be taking over there at 7:45. So there you go. How about that?
I like it. Let's see a little Lamar. I got to have Hollywood
here we
Brown.
Go.
No, I gotta go. I gotta have Hollywood Brown go big tonight.
No, you want to be a big.
I have him on fantasy, so Blankenbaker's leading me by like a few points.
Why do you need him to go big then?
Because he's my only player.
Okay.
And Blankenbaker has nobody.
That. Okay.
Yeah. Blankenbaker hates, but listen, it's great though. Blankenbaker hates Hollywood. He disparages him all the time, so I need this man to ball out, make Blankenbaker look bad, and make me beat him in fantasy.
Jack, could you ask Blank if you happen to see him if Hollywood Brown's ever been to the alley?
You want me to go over there and interrupt Dennis' show and ask him?
Does Hollywood Brown know who the Crashers are?
Does Lamar Jackson know who the Louisville Crashers are? 267-9680.
They play
all
his
right,
birthday
so
party
so you ready
here.
For this?
Yeah. All right, Noah Peterson. Okay. I've been waiting all day. I've been getting DMs. Noah Peterson.
Okay.
And I haven't spoiled
so
it.
So I don't know. I don't know. How this started.
Okay.
I have no idea. Okay.
I love this already.
All right. You have to.
Okay.
So Louisville, it was a mess.
Saturday was a mess. Yeah.
Saturday was a mess. And one of the people in the fan experience business.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. With U of L.
Okay.
One of their workers is a big Kentucky fan, apparently.
Whoa. Yes. Yes. So this Noah Peterson guy.
Yeah.
He's employed by Louisville.
This is him back in November of 2014. It says, I hate Louisville more than any other team.
Ah!
I'm not done.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Back November 12th, 2013. Louisville fans less than.
Ah! He looks exactly like I thought he would.
December 20th, 2014.
Oh.
I genuinely hate Louisville.
He's got a Louisville polo shirt on in his profile picture. He's a sleeper cell. Sleeper cell.
Now, I don't know when this one was, but it was around the same time. He was sent an email from Louisville Student Housing.
Okay.
Transferring to U of L, you can save $150 with zero down. He retweets it, when do I get the hookers?
Wait a minute.
Hang on.
There's more.
And he is employed. I immediately went there and he is.
Yeah.
He is the assistant director of fan experience.
Oh my gosh. And he's got his emails, go cards. Man, what a bow. What a bow
Hang
on this.
There's more? There's one more you need. So
okay.
I immediately thought. Like most would.
Yeah.
I immediately thought Jack Grossman and James Strebel, Jimmy Strebel,
yeah.
that should be your BB.
Oh, Jim. Jimbo.
Jimmy. Oh, wow. Jimmy BBN.
Oh, yeah, Jimbo BBN.
Yes. Oh, So I thought
BBN Jimmy.
Maybe there's 9 million BBN Jimmy.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Do you realize how many BBN Jimmys?
A lot of BBN Jimmys out there.
There might be a million.
BBN Jimmy is a basketball Betty.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe this was just back in 13 and 14.
Oh, sure, what is sure. a young man?
A young man.
Yeah.
A young man.
A teenager, if you must.
But there's one. December 3rd,
yeah.
2017.
Okay.
It's ugly sweater night.
Oh, man.
Some L's down.
Oh, he's doing L's down. Oh, it's Patino. He's got a Patino shirt. He's doing L's down. I love him. I love Noah Peterson. Look him throw the L's down. He's got Ricky P on his shirt. Oh, yes. The baby, hashtag BBN. Yes.
How about that?
So he was.
He got ratted out.
So
what happened?
Who's the coward that went and unearthed my man Noah Peterson's
tweet?
I have no idea. Who's that board?
It had to be someone on a message board.
Had to be.
I saw Ty Spalding retweeted today.
Okay.
That's the first I've seen of it.
So someone in the message board outed him.
They had to.
Noah Peterson, you got to explain something to Vince Ty right now?
What happens?
Is there
to
a meeting
him?
In the office?
What happens to this guy?
Nothing. Leave him alone.
Well, here's the thing. And I think, did Blank have this? Blank.
See, I got to send the Blank
on,
stuff.
Hang on. Blank got.
What a bad weekend for Blank Baker.
Hang on.
Like this on. Much of me feels bad for
Hang on.
Mark Blankenbaker.
Hang on. Oh, none.
It's a middle skewball.
No.
Okay, yeah, you're not a lot.
3 hours ago, Blank reported the following.
This is so good.
Many of you, many have sent me the old tweets from U of L athletics employee Noah Peterson. From U of L. Jack, this is from U of L.
The sheriff's doing some work.
Yep.
Noah did attend and worked for Kentucky. He has since also worked for LSU and has learned more self-awareness as he is early in his career. In our candid conversations with Noah, we are confident he has matured since those messages and is committed to our team as a young professional.
Oh my.
We have staff from many universities across the nation, including others that attended Kentucky. I think everyone is aware that our athletic director is a Kentucky graduate, as is our lead play-by-play radio announcer, and have others on our staff that attended Kentucky.
They had to release a statement over this. What? Why? What? It's so he works at U of L.
Well, he gave an L's down.
He gave it. I guess you know. All if hands on deck.
If he didn't
all
give,
hands on
if
deck.
He didn't give the L's down, it would have been fine.
Well, that's not a big
they
deal.
They claim not to care about L's down. They get all. I mean, yeah, he's throwing L's down. This time, right? You need to explain
can
yourself.
You
Noah
imagine?
Peterson
can
threw an L's down on Twitter one time, and he had a Rick Pitino shirt on. Why is he employed? I mean, get a wife. I mean, they shouldn't have to release a statement on this. Settle down. Just settle down on the man Noah Peterson. He doesn't like the cars, but he likes that paycheck. How about that? He don't like the cars, but he likes when VDT signs that endorsement on there. That's what he likes.
Texas says Noah Peterson looks like Mitch.
No, he doesn't like Mitch. I disagree with that.
Texas says I'm tired of hearing about the alley. Give me some alley sound, Jack.
We need some more.
Anything that you have over there will. Yeah. Literally anything that you have over there.
We're not tired
Blank
about the
and
alley.
Baker-wise.
The alley was a winner.
Wait a minute.
The alley is. It's the new destination.
The new destination.
I want that played at my funeral.
Basically, the reason why I'm going to do this for an hour is I wanted to, you know, I wanted to tell everybody about the alley over here.
I mean, it was great. It was an hour long infomercial
on the
alley.
I have no idea where that's going to be. In the
you know, as a side note here, isn't it beautiful that we're a fan base that's allowed to drink inside of our own stadium? That we can be trusted to drink alcohol inside of a football stadium and watch our favorite team do that. Congratulations, Louisville fans. You're not lightweights like the people over there at the University of Kentucky and the fans that are there in Lexington. Mitch Barnhart doesn't trust them to drink alcohol. You know, could you imagine UK putting together something like the Alley and putting a bar in it? You could never imagine that they would do that. They would never. Like,
they would never.
Mitch would be like, no, can have this party place and serve Coca-Cola. You know, that's a Mitch's idea, bud. So we're fortunate that we have a fan base that's trusted to drink alcohol.
Sounds exactly like the state fair.
Texas says the Alley is the new Poon.
It is. Oh.
We have this brand new place called the Alley, and it's a party here.
No one's in love with anything more than he's in love with the Alley.
I want to go. Jack, did you in
did you go to the Alley?
The process go and your little mandate at the game on Saturday? Did you go?
No, I did not go to the
did
Alley.
Did you go to the Caboose?
I did go
Were
to the Caboose.
Were you shining?
Yes.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Were you marketing yourself?
Yeah,
you know, moving
who
and shaking?
Was there?
Yeah.
Who all was there? Anyone anyone good? Fred Cowgill there?
No, Fred Cowgill wasn't there.
Oh, that's
a shame. There weren't a whole lot of people there, but I mean, Diener was there, Ennis was there, Blank was there, Johnny Sales was there.
There you go.
Yeah, we
I don't know, according to Blankenbaker,
Biscuit was there.
Everybody was there. I mean,
it sounds like you guys need to go to the Alley, not the Caboose.
Yeah, the Alley's a spot.
It sounds like you guys
go
need
to the Alley
go.
Next week.
Yeah,
there weren't any Crasher concerts going on at the Caboose, but in the Alley, you go, you know, Process is a music guy. I'm sure he loves the Louisville Crasher.
Well, man, there were,
right
there,
up
there,
his alley.
There was vodka and there was lemonade. I was happy.
Okay. Well, vodka and lemonade, Jack.
They do have bathrooms here. Obviously, they have the membership indoor bathrooms, and they do have porta potties. Men's and women's are separated. So, ladies, this is a place to come find a clean place to use the restroom.
Texas says I need more sat chat. I left work early for this.
You did for Satterfield chat.
You got a long time.
He left work early to hear us talk about Satterfield.
You better hunker down.
Yeah, baby.
You better hunker down, man.
Texas says Sat has lost the fan base. He's done. He's lost the fan base thus far.
There's your Sat chat. There you go. when he's promoting the bathrooms. You need somewhere to pee. The Alley's got you. We got your hookup if you need to be in the Alley.
The Alley, I'm not going to take away from the Alley. The Alley was great. The Alley is a great idea.
The Alley's undefeated.
It's a very good fan experience. It's not unlike any. I haven't really seen anybody else with anything like it. I mean, it's just convenient. It's right across the street from the stadium.
Yeah.
You go there, and you know you've got beer lines, you've got cornhole, you've got a band playing, you've got. I mean, it just works. It was good. It's a good idea, and then nobody can get into the football game.
As everything crumbles around them, they still.
We have this brand new place called the Alley, and it's a party here. Come over here to the bar. They got a neon sign that says "Go Cards or Go Home," and you know it's and they got bird watching going on here, and it's a full bar. The concession prices here are better than what you'll get inside the stadium. So, you know, come here.
What's bird watching?
Texas says Jack was beaming at the Caboose. Process looked like a Kentucky fan.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I was having fun.
Was Process moody? Was he walking around with the sunglasses on, like not talking
was he
to people?
A sweatshirt?
Yeah, Process was in a good mood.
Oh, was he?
Oh. Now he had like a white shirt and then like a plaid button down, I think it was.
Right.
Yes.
Eddie
yes.
Better.
No, that's what he's trying to look like.
Yeah, Eddie Better.
He's
out
trying
there.
To look like he's in Silverchair.
Silverchair.
Texas says, how many My Pillows does Round MAGA own? I say 5.
I don't have any. I don't have any My Pillows. No, thank you. I'm good.
That was a lie.
It's not a lie.
Texas says, U of L so cutting edge. What's next after the Alley?
I don't know. What is after the Alley?
You know what? Blank and they are.
We have this brand new place called the Alley, and it's a party here.
Texas says, this Noah Peterson thing just tells me Lexington is not a desirable place to live.
Oh, is that what it is? I mean, is that what you get out of it? If that's the world you want to live in, where that's what it is, that's fine. You can go ahead and say that. I mean, I don't live in Lexington. I'm not here to take up for Lexington. But if that's...
Should somebody know that he tweeted that in 13 and 14? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I'm asking you guys.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I'm asking you guys.
Oh, does it? Oh,
yeah. What do you think?
I don't care.
Because we just find the humor in it.
I think it's funny.
I do find it funny.
But people are really mad about it on Twitter. Like, people are angry.
Of course they are.
And Blankenbaker, you know, the dean of U of L.
U of L.
They're mad at U of L
for not vetting it. I mean, the guy doesn't.
That's something you got to know before it comes.
When did he get hired? Well, come on. You're talking about hookers and throwing L's
your
down.
Your fan interaction is your job title.
But
you've openly put on Twitter that you hate the school you're working with fans of.
It's a bad job.
It's a bad job by everybody involved. But yes. At the same time, it's like if he's doing a good job for U of L.
Do you think they were doing a good job with all the issues they had on Saturday?
No. But it's not only Noah Peterson. We can't put Noah Peterson as the martyr here. All their anger's being taken out on Noah. Like, Noah Peterson, he's got to go. He's the epitome of what's wrong with the fan experience because he's a Kentucky fan. He's got to go. And you had the dean of U of L had to release a statement on Twitter and multiple tweets to try to defend U of L and their hiring of Noah Peterson. But the guy that we should never know his name.
I agree.
We should be talking about this man. But they made a story out of it.
Yes, but 48 hours after everyone's been bitching and moaning about how bad the fan experience was, it comes out that the guy that's in charge of it is a Kentucky fan.
It is perfect. This is the most. You're right.
I mean, this is the most local thing ever.
No. He's right out there. He's throwing L's down with a Rick Pitino shirt on in 2014.
My man, call Miss Barnhart. He'll hook you up. You want a new job?
Kentucky's got to get this guy a job.
They have to. I mean, Mark Stoops has to hire him in some capacity.
Well, maybe
Vince Mero's personal assistant.
Yeah, there you
most
go.
Most of his coaches, they get in trouble. That's a good point.
Maybe
Noah Peterson can go be a coach.
He could, because he's just got in trouble. He's got the credentials already. Yeah. I mean, he has a controversy on his hands.
Oh, man.
So he'll fit right in. God, I mean, what else can happen?
Texas says to Blank and
Don't
Baker.
Don't ask that question.
I know.
What else? Anything.
Jeez.
Texas says his job is just to run the video screens. Yes, Blank did tweet that out. He's done journalism on this again.
He retweeted.
You can look at it.
Oh, I believe you. I just, they're mad about the guy that runs the video screen.
Part of me agrees with him.
I mean, I guess if there's a Louisville fan that ran the video screen at Kroger Field that said, like, Cal is a slime ball. I mean, they would go over the hill. You're right. Kentucky fans would come over the hill.
If there was a disaster at the UK game and the guy just – and someone found this, put all his info out there.
Yeah.
Okay, and this guy was throwing L's up and making fun of Cal and making fun of just whatever would be there to make fun of. And there's been things there to
there's
make
plenty,
fun of.
Yeah.
I mean, you would want the guy fired. You'd want the guy out.
I don't know. I don't think I would. I'm not that big of a, like.
Even if you did, the majority of BBN would.
No, you're right. The majority of BBN would. And I'm sure it'd be a big conversation. There'd be all kinds of posts on KSR about it or whatever. But, you know, for me,
what,
it's just like, whatever.
Just copy the KSR post?
Yeah,
did you do the quickies this weekend? I didn't see them at all.
I did both Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
I did two.
I didn't see either one of these.
By the way, it's not no longer the quickies.
What are they?
The headlines.
That's stupid.
That's not my fault. That wasn't my call.
Better. Who was it? Was it Markham?
It's Markham. I got the DMs.
Markham.
Said Strieble. From now on, it's the headline.
I got another one.
I think we should still call him the quickies on the show.
Yeah.
Texter sent me this.
Yeah.
It's his picture, Noah Peterson.
Okay.
Getting blocked by Lamar Jackson on Twitter.
Oh, no. Oh,
and he retweeted a picture of Lamar Jackson has blocked you on Twitter.
Yeah.
And says, wonder when this happened. He must have fumbled around on his phone and done this on accident.
Oh, no. Now it's personal. Now it's personal.
Now you're done with him.
Not the
L's down hookers. That's okay.
Not me.
But Lamb.
No, that's their guy. Lamar Jackson. They're building a statue of him. If there's one person
this
that Louisville
our guy.
Fans love more than anybody other than Teddy Bridgewater,
you know
it's Lamar
are?
Jackson.
You know what we are? This show is an outpost.
Yeah.
For Louisville fans that don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
Like Huggins Bruce. This is our guy.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Yeah, we embrace these people.
We embrace these outcasts
that
aren't liked by the Louisville community or Louisville Twitter community.
They have a home here.
Yeah, they have a home here. They can be a Louisville fan here and enjoy themselves. You have a home here. You don't have, I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
I mean, hell, we embrace Mitchell Hannigan, who is universally hated on Louisville Twitter. Everybody hated Mitchell on Louisville Twitter, and we promoted Mitch.
Texas says, should have named the alley the kitchen.
You know what?
Texas says
better.
Jamie Putin Strieble defending Donald Peterson Trump state-sponsored sabotage.
look, I mean, he might be a sleeper cell. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying you need to chill out. Let the man earn his money.
Texter brings up a great point. BBN ruined a referee's business because your team couldn't win a game. BBN would wreck this dude if the roles were reversed.
No, that's right. You're right.
Of course they would.
No, I wouldn't. I wasn't one of the ones that was Mr. Anti-referee.
But the
majority did. You're right. Texter's right.
Did you call
what? You called him
roofery. That's what it was. It's his business.
It was the roofery.
They went on Yelp and crushed it.
Back find that. You got to look in there. It's just like, I hope you die.
It was awful.
Dude, that sounds in the Dropbox somewhere.
Somewhere hiding.
I don't know what to even tell you. Higgins is where I would start.
Yeah, just put in Higgins.
Texas says, get this kid on the show. I mean, there's no way. I don't know how old he is. So is he like 22? So this was all dumb. He's like 15. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how he looks like a young guy. Early mid 20s. So just starting his career. I understand what would happen if the roles were reversed. BBN would be awful to this young man. Absolutely awful.
Texas says Louisville's such a dumpster fire. I'm actually cool with blank making fun of the alcohol thing. They need something to smile about, and this is it. I agree with that.
I mean, you could have something to smile about on Friday if your coach would quit crying about it and promote it. I mean, that could be really cool. You could have hey, let's get everybody out there. As soon as you get off work, come out to the stadium. We're all red. We're all white. Whatever.
Put a gun in your mouth and blow your own freaking brains out. I ever see you in person, I'm going to smack the taste out of your freaking mouth. You're going to pay, buddy.
You enjoy your life before somebody kills you.
Jay, you hear that garbage truck in the background over there? Wish you were in it personally. You.
I hope the hell John Higgins falls off a roof and spends the rest of his life in a wheelchair.
Hope all y'all get a plane crash and die.
Some of the ugliest things I've ever heard in my life.
Those are your people. Yeah,
I know. They're all ugly.
The dump truck.
That's what you're grooming Kellen to be.
You hustle
the left fielder at the bats game in front of old people for like 2.5 hours.
He's a second baseman.
Even you were in even better seats.
Yeah,
that's even worse. The outfielder. At least there's no one around you to hear it.
No, it's second baseman. That's who it was.
Why not even the first baseman?
Because we found out that. Chortle from Jack.
You have to. But you yelled at the second. You have to yell so loud that the first baseman hears you on top of it.
It's just because we found out that he was dating a celebrity, and so we. Thought that was funny.
Jack, you got to go back at 4:26 and mark that. You went 10 seconds and didn't say anything.
You were laughing
so hard, you were just making noises.
It was awesome. Good job, Jack.
Texter is UCF -7 Friday, the easiest bet. I don't know. I don't know. Don't ask me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yes. Yes.
I don't even know what to do. Yes. I mean, what are we going to do going forward with Louisville in this game? It's not going to be easy to talk about.
It's going to be. What are you talking about? This is a layup. But Louisville UCF with everything on the line, with everyone pissed off.
Yeah,
I think he means if they get blown out at UCF, then the rest of the season's meaningless.
Yeah.
We clown. We will have no problem. We will have a good time.
Yeah.
Louisville fans will enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a lot of them will, especially because they're all anti-Satterfield now. They lose. I mean, how many Louisville fans actually kind of want?
No one.
It's
very few.
And just expedite the process.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. There was no slack in the rope, and Saturday did nothing for it.
No.
Texas says, I miss Coach Coop.
He don't miss you.
Texas says, have you guys talked about blank saying they played hard as a positive? He's going through it, man.
He is. He's going through some tough times right now.
He's going through it. That's all I can say is that he's going through it.
He tried to battle you on text today, but it was half-hearted. Like, you can tell a little bit of him has been lost.
Yeah.
And I was like, I started to feel a little bad.
Sad.
I was like, man,
he can't even bring
out the big guns.
No.
It's just like Teddy beat the Giants.
That's the biggest.
You're like, yeah, I know. I don't believe in my team. You do. Because we found out that. Chortle from Jack.
You have to. Right there.
You're not saying anything.
No,
nothing.
It's great. Because we found.
Oh.
We've never heard that from Jack.
I don't think I have.
I never heard him chortle like that.
We'll keep talking about Kentucky and Louisville. 5 o'clock hour, I'll kind of reiterate what I said about Mark Stoops showing cowardice on the field on Saturday night. On the other end, I have an Urban Meyer take. How's that for
a
tease?
Whoa, that is a
tease. We don't have to talk about this long, but I have a question for you guys. Man. With Urban Meyer. Yeah.
All right.
You like that, don't you?
I do like that.
Quick break. We'll do that next year on a Monday.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, why would an unvaccinated person need to prove they're negative when the vaccinated can catch and spread the COVID? Jack?
And James Strebel.
You want to go with that one?
Well, my response would be, if you're vaccinated, while it's not a zero chance of you being able to spread it, you have a less likely chance of one catching it and then two spreading it. So, yes. And it's also acting as an incentive to get people vaccinated.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Guys, UPS Jobs Kentucky is now offering up to $21 an hour for part-time package handler positions. Weekly attendance bonus of $50 is still in place for those that work the Sunday day shift. Get your tuition paid 100% at U of L, make $21 an hour, and be eligible for academic bonuses all through the Metro College program. Apply today, upsjobsky.com. Again, that's upsjobsky.com. You want to hear something sad over the weekend? Just something quickly sad over the weekend?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Well,
we can do some sadness.
I told you about this. Anyway, so you already know about this. I was the one, and it seems as if he's not nearly as injured what we initially thought. But I was the one who told Biggest Biscuit that Becton was out. He had no idea.
Oh, no.
He was kind of like, why are you bothering me? I'm not watching the game, because he's not watching the game, which we can get into. And hate on Biscuit for that. And,
sure.
And we will. And I will
swipe
him at some point for that.
Not watching his favorite team.
Right.
Yeah.
His quote-unquote favorite team. But, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw
Becton went out. And I hope Becton has a Hall of Fame career. I mean, he's a beast. So when he went out, I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, man. He's like, just week one. I'm like...
Yeah,
it's not just a loss. It's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, Becton just got carted off like 10 minutes ago.
He had no idea, Jack.
What are you doing right now?
At that moment, did you feel like, oh, no?
No, I felt great. I felt better.
I felt better about broke.
Yeah. I'm losing three of my four fantasy leagues, including to Ennis and his pathetic team.
Yep, I lost to Biscuit this week. He had Amari Cooper.
And that'll do that.
Yeah, and Deebo Samuel.
Oh, is that it? Yeah. 400 yards passing.
Right. Yeah.
100 yards and what, three touchdowns?
Three touchdowns.
Four touchdowns. So I think both of them had two touchdowns, if I'm not mistaken. Can I ask you guys this with college NFL? And we'll get back to Kentucky and Louisville here in just a second. I just want to ask you guys this. The thought process is that Urban Meyer is going to, like we're laughing about it, is going to pull a Bobby Petrino.
And leave
in the middle of the season. USC lost this weekend.
Right.
Stanford, they got killed.
I was going
back from the Waffle House like 2:30 in the morning, and I checked the score, and I was like, that happened.
The USC thing, while I understand that it makes sense, it's one of those things that we've done this how many years in a row now?
With
like
USC.
Three, four years in a row? Like,
right.
we've done this talk, especially around Clay Helton. I'm not interested in talking about that. But if he were to leave and pull a Bobby Petrino, which I think is absolutely possible.
On the table for sure,
I think it's
100%
possible. Would you blame him?
Now
here's my caveat.
Okay.
If you do it like Bobby, which is lying, scheming, leaving the letter.
Sneaking away.
If Herb did it different, it's like, listen, it didn't work out. you owe me a bunch of money. I'm not going to be here for all these years.
Would you trust Herb to do it different, though?
Well, no. I'm giving...
Just
I'm,
a scenario.
Making,
this is just a scenario.
I'm making up a scenario. Listen, because Herb, if he pulls a Bobby Petrino, will be crushed, and rightfully so.
Sure.
Okay, now yep. Nick Saban didn't handle his exit. I mean, he didn't, you know, he lied to the Dolphins media, but, you know, that is what it is. That's right. Not something that I'm going to get caught up in. But if Urban Meyer pulled a Bobby, we'd crush him.
Yes, absolutely.
If Herb went to the ownership group and went to the players like, listen, guys, you don't like me. I don't like being here.
It's not a good fit.
You know, I mean, we're 1-7 anyway. Yeah. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So what I'm hearing is interim Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Charlie Strong.
Damn right. Damn right.
Now, this I'm intrigued
so
with.
So would you crush him for that? Would you crush him if he was like if, and Urban Meyer's a lie. Listen, I don't trust anything he says, but if the story came out that he was up front, he told the players, he's like, listen, it's just not working. You guys know I'm more of a college coach. It's not working. We stink. You know, instead of me being here the rest of the year, you know, I may have an opportunity and he leaves and,
yeah.
You know, rides off into the sunset or whatever it is. How do you think it would be handled then? That's what I'm trying to ask.
I think he's going to be crushed. And I would crush him because it's like, dude, you know what you're getting into. I mean, Jacksonville is a dumpster. Yes.
Did he know?
Well, Jacksonville's
he never been
mocked.
In the, he never. Okay, let me ask you this.
It's a terrible job.
Let me ask you this. What if I got a job in make up a city?
Okay.
Okay.
Baltimore.
Well, whenever you would take a job anywhere, it's sure. A gamble.
Right.
Locke used to talk about that. His wife got a job in Charlotte.
They moved.
He moved. It didn't work out. They moved back.
Sure.
So those sorts of things happen, okay?
Right.
It just sometimes doesn't work out, which is how we're all feeling about Scott Satterfield.
Right.
To a certain extent.
Sometimes you leave Boone, and then you figure out Boone's home.
Yeah, he didn't. I mean, he had control. It's an NFL itch that all these coaches want to scratch at some point. He was getting Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
He was getting Trevor Lawrence. I'm laying it out there.
That.
The reasons why are obvious. So he doesn't know. Like, it's like if I took a job in Dallas, you know, I would have a much different, I don't want to say standard, but it might not work out there.
Sure.
So I might be ending one place to try to another place, and it doesn't work out. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But, you know, number one, Urban Meyer is not a stupid guy. Like, he seems like a pretty intelligent person. He would have to look at that job at the front end and be like, look, I'm not going to be able to go in here and succeed immediately. Even if you're getting Trevor Lawrence, there's still so many deficiencies on that roster, off his
engine. Yeah, well, 1-15 the year prior.
Exactly.
Understandable.
Dude, if you're pulling
what
out.
What are they expecting?
Exactly. If you're pulling out, they're going to stink. I mean, they're going to be terrible. And if you're leaving, not understanding that you're going to have to go through bumps in the road, that you're going to have to, you know, instill your own culture, whatever, and you're done already. I mean, that just to me is lousy, but I'm expecting it. I'm expecting it.
Sure.
And I'm expecting him to go.
But what if he's honest about it in the middle of the season?
If he's honest about
the
it,
players
like,
hate him.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the job.
Like, I can understand.
Like, he's like, I'm being up front with you.
Yeah.
I can ride this out for another 8 weeks. You don't like me. I don't like you. And
but I'd rather him be a snake. Because it'd be funny.
Oh, no. I think if he left,
I think it'd be funny if he was a snake. And if you look at Urban Meyer's, you know, track record, he is a snake.
If he did it the right way, I actually dislike it more.
Really?
If he went in there, I would be disappointed. I wouldn't be disappointed. Like,
you're
like I wouldn't
be evil.
A snake.
You're
yeah.
supposed to be evil.
You know, you had the. It was my family. I have health concerns. It's got to be. He's got to do
something.
That.
Hiding under
something.
The aura of Tim Tebow.
Yeah, I mean, no one's going to be able to one up Petrino and leave a letter, and then 24 hours later, you're doing Woo Pig Suey.
Well,
24. No one's ever going to be able to top that.
I agree with that.
But Irv's got to try.
Even if he went to USC, that would not happen, right? No one's ever going to truly be Petrino here. I want to be clear that no one's
there's only
ever,
one Petrino.
Yeah, I mean, Herb's trying. You know, he's a liar. He's
yeah.
a lot of things. Like, I'm with you that out of the makeup, he would have the makeup to do that.
Yes.
I just don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe if we got to – I mean, if USC is really, really bad and we get to early November or something like that.
And he's like, well, they might need me now. Like,
yeah,
and
there's several games.
You can placate the fans like, hey, Herb's on his way. Like, I'd rather him do it like that. I'd rather him be a snake about it and not go into the, you know, like, guys, and it, you know, Trevor Lawrence is standing beside him. Trust this young man. I just can't. I don't have what it takes to lead him to the promised land.
Texas says, I'm a Falcons fan. Had Bobby Peet came out and said the quarterback I thought was coming here to coach is in prison, and I don't think the NFL, most fans wouldn't care. Total agreement.
Yeah, no, that'd be
total agreement. All Bobby had to do was just come out and say,
I don't have Michael Vick.
I don't have Michael Vick. I love Chris Redman. Give him a little smooch. Redman's making a lot of money.
Right.
But I'm going back to Arkansas. By the way, Arkansas beating Texas.
Yeah, how about that? That made
Texas not back, baby.
That made me so happy.
I had to listen to Twitter. Twitter all week about how Texas is back. How Sark's the man. I had a friend who's a Louisville and a Texas fan.
No, of course.
Tell me, after 1 week, he's already selling me on Louisville just needs to hire an Alabama assistant and raid the staff. I'm like, you know, that's not
how that. Well, how'd that work out for Tennessee with Jeremy Pruitt?
Yeah,
I mean, maybe Sark in
Texas as the grand example of why it works. And you know what they do?
Not
they
everyone's
go out
Lane
and
Kiffin,
lose
baby.
40-14 to Arkansas.
You know, Texas gonna be like the sixth best team in the West.
Not to Alabama, not to A&M,
Georgia.
Not to Georgia.
Even I'll even throw LSU in there just because they're traditionally a power. I mean, they lost to Arkansas 40-14. It made me happy too, Jack. That made me happy.
So and Texas Ohio is not
State,
back.
Ohio State losing made me happy too. I was laughing my ass off.
Oh, I was laughing my ass off.
I was like, you bums. Oregon went in there and smacked that rear bottom.
Great.
It made me so happy.
It was
like, good. Maybe we'll get somebody different in the college football playoff.
Yes.
Get Oklahoma out of here. Get Ohio State out of here.
I wish we could get Alabama out, but that's not going to happen. But
Iowa Hawkeyes in the...
Sorry.
There's a lot of intriguing things
that happened. I just didn't know beating Louisiana Lafayette was what meant that Texas would be back.
Number 21, Louisiana Lafayette.
Well, Jack, you're falling for is Texas back? What kind of crap are you falling for?
Oh, no. I like to laugh at the people that say that Texas is back. No, they are never back.
But it gets you. It irks you.
It doesn't irk me. I like laughing at it.
You just exploded on the air. It irks you.
That's the most passionate you've been today.
Texas says things fell apart when Ponce de la Ponce left.
Maybe Ponce was the key.
App State nearly won in Miami.
They did.
A
game-winning field goal. Did you see that cat?
You see that cat?
That cat fell off the balcony.
Texas says, is Arkansas a better program than Kentucky?
No.
Not at the moment, no. Not at the moment.
Who was it that tweeted out after the game? Somebody tweeted out after the game. God. And they got retweeted. I sent it to you.
Yeah.
It was Arkansas football with the video of them trolling.
Kentucky Missouri game. My mind's all over the place. Where they said that they overheard a Kentucky staffer
telling a rivals person.
Dude, this was great. Did you see this?
Yes.
Did you see this, Jack? Apparently, like a rivals Missouri guy. Was that who it was? It was like, I overheard on the sideline a Kentucky staffer telling Drinkwitz or telling a Missouri staffer that Mizzou really got it. They really got it going and they're going to be a beast and they're further along than Kentucky and praising Drinkwitz and everything
and
else.
How they're going to be winning the game year in the coming years. Yeah.
BBN got so butthurt over that.
They did.
You just lost to Stoops. It was like, who is this? Jack, it was perfect.
It was great.
I hope it was a fake account.
Oh, me too.
Just throwing something out there and just letting people be upset.
Travis Graff was mad about it and TJ Walker, the sports talker. Cat Walker was mad about it. Yeah, Nick Rouse mad about it. Oh, yeah. People were mad about that tweet. It was hilarious.
Texas says, don't worry, Strebel. Texas is going to tap that bleep. Once they get in the SEC.
Bro, you got to worry about UCF. Shut up. Gus Malzahn about to tap that bleep on Friday. Slow down, homie. I mean, worry about your own football team. Worry about getting a Pepsi in line. How about that?
Texas says, is Big Rig mad that UK is still not getting any top 25 votes?
No, they shouldn't.
I'm not mad about it.
They were
over the weekend.
And they're stupid about it.
They were mad about it.
It's ridiculous. I mean, look, earn the right to be a top 25 team. Earn the right. We need it. It's like you beat.
It's an AP voter.
Exactly.
In Idaho who doesn't know who you are.
Exactly. Yes, they know who Notre Dame is. They know who Texas is. It's just the way it is. I mean, I'm sorry they didn't find ULM's, you know, big win over them sexy. I mean, come on. You know, maybe go 4-0. Maybe. We'll
Texas
see.
Says, would U of L hire Blank and Rummage to be the beer vendors at their home games?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I don't know. Steve doesn't drink, so I don't know if he'd be as fun as Blank.
Yeah, but that'd be the perfect person. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
He'd get mad because people would be like, sloppy and spilling beer everywhere. He'd be angry
Apparently
about it.
There was like a fight in the crowd. I don't know too much about it. Apparently there was
like football.
Never mind.
It's like,
you're right.
Where's there not a fight in the crowd? I'm sure there was one at UK, too.
That's the bigger story.
Jack, I want to do this. It's right on the edge, but I don't think it's over the edge. I want to do a mini segment.
Yeah.
Okay? A little mini segment.
Okay.
A little mini segment where we go through, we find... The NFL is much easier, many less games.
Sure.
We find the game that we think is going to have the most amount of fights in attendance.
Oh, I like that.
Early leader, Cowboys Chargers for next weekend.
Ooh.
That's an early leader. An early leader.
I had to go through the schedule
Ravens Raiders could be good tonight. I want to be clear. Ravens Raiders could be a good one tonight.
Yeah, this first time that they're in that stadium.
I don't know which other ones. I think you're going to have a good Giants Eagles fight.
Bengals Bears, that could be.
No.
Bengals fans?
I don't care.
The only thing I would say about the Raiders is
Jack went to the worst game. Hang on. Jack went
to
one of the worst games.
I mean, it's a terrible game. I'm talking about just the toxicity of the fan base.
I'm talking about fights.
No, like knocking people out.
Yeah, like Cowboy fans.
I mean,
not on the field. In the
crowd. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Bengals fans don't care enough. I mean, they're just like, yay, we won a game. But here's my question about the Raiders, though, just real quick. I mean, is that Oakland?
He's a question for the Raiders. Jack, you ready for that?
It's about
how
this,
many,
though.
How many players?
Wait, you think Chargers fans care about their team?
We've seen them fight before.
Will it be as dangerous in Vegas as it was in Oakland?
That's my question. Oakland was the wild, wild west, man. You go to Oakland, you take your life in your hands when you go to that stadium. It was awesome.
Texter says Joe Montana only had 179 yards passing against mighty Missouri. Oof.
I don't know. Giants Washington might be pretty good. That one might be pretty good.
Washington never gets any people at the games either.
Well,
the few that come probably get very.
I like Washington Giants.
They'll be Giant fans.
Yeah, yeah. They'll want to fight people because they're gonna be so mad.
I think
Chiefs Ravens might be pretty good.
Seriously, I'm worried. Like, if Jason Garrett goes in public, a Giants fan might fight him. I'd fight him.
You saw Jason Garrett walking down Cardinal Boulevard
Jason Garrett better never step foot on Cardinal Boulevard while I am.
Because he's going to get...
I'll drag his ass out of Hometown Fries in a heartbeat. You think I'm kidding?
I know you're not kidding.
There ain't no smile on this face.
No, they're not. Watch out, Jason Garrett.
Texas says Pat Forty kept UK out of his top 25.
I mean...
Texas says UK football earned, not given.
That's right. You got to earn it like Brad Calipari did.
Texas says UK is getting AP votes, but that's not the point. What has Coastal Carolina done to be ranked? IU, Miami, joke of teams. I have no idea who's ranked. Is IU ranked? Why is IU ranked?
Are they still ranked?
No, I didn't think so.
I know Iowa State's still ranked. People are pissed about
that. Well, Iowa State's the most overrated team.
I don't care.
Agree.
Week after week after week. I'm glad Iowa.
People are mad Kentucky's not ranked.
Is Miami ranked?
I think they're like 21 or 22.
Are they? They barely beat App State.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're Miami. That's all.
Exactly. Name recognition.
All people do when they rank teams. They look at the name of the team.
Yeah, that's
all
it
they
is.
Look at. And that's why.
So don't get mad about it.
That irks me and irritates me and bothers me more than anything.
Really? I don't care.
Unless
you're like not like the 12 to 1 range, I don't really care.
Yeah, that's why.
They're 20.
That's why I yelled
at
Mitch in the liquor bar. December. That was the.
That was a great moment.
That was a great moment.
Texas says, ask MAGA Round Daddy about the fight. He says, per a caller to Diener, it was a guy raging because people weren't respecting the flag during the national anthem.
I have no idea what. I didn't know there was a fight until 5 minutes ago when Andy said there was a fight. But I just chalk it up to you're at a football game and people fight at football games. That's all I said. I don't care who, like, why or who, but it's just, why do people think that it would upset me? I don't care.
Texas says Pat Forty's a lib. Who cares who he has in his top 25?
It's a liberal top 25 is what it is.
Is that what
Biden's
it is?
Number one.
Is that what it is?
Rachel Maddow.
Oh, goodness. How many can you name? I want you to go. Now, how long can you go here? Let's go, big guy.
With what?
How long with
libs?
Yeah.
Oh, you got Joe Biden. You got Nancy Pelosi. You got Rachel Maddow. You got your boy Chuck Schumer. You got Hillary Clinton. You got Jim Acosta. Lawrence O'Donnell.
Wait, hang on.
Anderson Cooper.
Well, give me, do you know any politicians?
I've seen a bunch of politicians.
No, but you're just going down like the CNN.
Barbara Boxer. Yeah, Barbara Boxer.
Who's that?
Joe Manchin.
Manchin a real person? Who
Is he? Yeah, he's a Democrat that's holding up all like the infrastructure bill and everything.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's that guy. You want me to keep going? I mean, I can keep going if you want me to. Okay, Sotomayor, she's the liberal judge. You got Gavin Newsom, who's about to lose his job in California. You got Gretchen Wiedmeyer, the governor of Michigan. Let's see. Oh, man. Okay, now I'm starting to get a little iffy here. Look at that.
Greg Fisher.
Kamala Harris. Obviously, Andy Beshear, Greg Fisher. Trying to think of other liberal governors. Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Cory Bush, Cory Booker, Charles Booker. I can keep going. How about that? I mean, that's
good,
right?
I'm stunned you didn't say Cuomo yet.
No. Oh, well, Cuomo's gone.
I thought he was going to get the joke there, Jack,
right?
And end it with Matt Jones. I really thought he was either that or Rex Chapman.
That's where
I thought you were going to go.
Either one of those.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, then I had to pivot to politicians.
You did great. 437-9680, Louisville, Kentucky. We continue to talk about that. A Florida State player got engaged. People are crushing him. I don't agree with it. We can get to that. And who was at the Louisville game? It's funny. We'll talk about it next here on The Take.